If you think of it as soul patches, a pencil thin mustache upside down. Hey now, they make the movies in old black and white, with happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in that nostalgic rage, honey, jump right up, show your age. Oh, I wish I had a pencil in my stack, Boston Blackie kind, a two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket and an autographed picture of Andy Devine. I remember being butt tooth and scared, a rock fan. Medical marijuana, I believe, right? Somebody stole my hair, but I can go to movies, see it all there, the way that it used to be. Cause
I wish I had a pencil in my stack,
the boss of Blackie kind, a two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, an autographed picture of Andy Devine. I say I can be anyone I wanted to be, maybe sway, maybe I say red, green, a little dab of New York. John Lovell, a living testament to what medical marijuana can do for you, I'm telling you. All right, I know we got water polo players out there. Don't get all excited. Yeah. Some of you right now might be a little puzzled going, that doesn't look like Tina Turner up there. Tina's in town, yeah, but she's around. I mean, what a hero of mine, I'm telling you. I'm watching how she's doing up there a few leagues ahead of me on this big run, you know. Anyway, we've also got some friends out there in the medical profession in the audience taking a night off from the emergency room. This ought to be something. I ran into these doctors over in Hawaii a while back, you know, and they were on a convention, and everybody deserves a night off, but I don't think you want them cutting on you the night after they've been to one of these shows. Or give it a day or two, for God's sakes, you know? Anyway, for everybody that works hard and needs a night off like this, I feel your pain. It happened to me one night in Missoula, Montana, many years ago. I thought it was going to blow up, but here we are.